On Heart of the Matter, let's say happy 50th birthday to WIEL. On September 28th, WIEL 1400 on the AM dial will celebrate her 50th anniversary. That's quite a milestone. The first radio station in Hardin County. Local historian and part-time disc jockey at WIEL in the early 70s, while stationed at Fort Knox, Paul Urbans calls attention to WIEL's historic birthday in an article he has researched for inclusion of the fall edition of Ancestral News, and that's now out. Reading a bit from this, he says a small tract of land for the news station was purchased in April 1950 from H.B. Clark on U.S. 62, a few hundred yards from the city limits. We need to say the building is still here. We're well within the city limits now on Litchfield Road. Work on the new state-of-the-art studio facility was begun on the week of April 21st by Deeks Lumber. The owners were announced as Stokely Bowling, Holly Skidmore, Horace Tabb, J.W. Hodges, and Clifford Deeks.
This hour, WIEL will try to make you a winner in 14 trivia. The music you grew up with, 1956 through 1969. 14 years of the finest music ever recorded. Welcome back in time to the 50s and 60s on WIEL's Golden Great Weekend.
On September 28, 1950, when WIEL joined the ranks of other small-town stations coming on the air in that period of our county's history, the Elizabethtown News the following day, September 29th, reported an opening talk was made by Bill Harris and Dr. L. E. Martin. The first program was one of hillbilly music. The Tuesday, October 3rd issue of the Elizabethtown News featured welcoming remarks by its editor, W. H. Marriott, when he wrote, "Of course, a new broom sweeps clean, but a good reception has greeted the radio station in Elizabethtown, which opened last Thursday." Music and news wasn't the only thing on the radio in those last seconds of radio's golden era. Religion took to the radio immediately as a way to spread the gospel. Severn's Valley Baptist Church held revivals with Reverend J.G. Cothran of Arkadelphis, Arkansas, and broadcast a morning devotional over the station from 10:15 until 10:30 a.m. daily.
So happy birthday to 1400 WIEL, 50 years old today, to the original owners, four businessmen in Elizabethtown in 1950, to their daughters and sons-in-law, to Bill Harris, D. Huddleston, Dewey Skaggs, Bill Earl, Bob Kraft, E.J. Clark, Richard Upton, Reverend Carly Ward, and wife Bonnie, John Alexander, George Bratcher, Blossom Newsom, Paul Urbans, the Comrade Sunday School class, the Ross Becker family. So many others who have poured their talents, sweat, and ideas into 50 years of broadcasting, and certainly the many businesses who have supported the station with their advertising over the past 55 decades. Happy birthday to 1400 WIEL. I'm Ron Boone.